Proclamation number 7923, dated the June 19th, 1961. Knowledge of God's will. Responsibility. I speak to you because you should know my will. You need to be given guidelines by which you should live your life for as long as you live on earth. Thus you must be informed of my will, and the consequences of complying or not complying with my will must also be explained to you. You must know what I expect of you and why I expect it. And then you should act according to your free will, that is, you either accept my will or live contrary to it. But then you must also accept the consequences of your rightly or wrongly directed will. But you are free to make your decision. You are not forced to make this or that decision, to live your life in this or that way. Even so, you decide your fate in eternity and therefore bear great responsibility. Were the information of my will not presented to you, you could not be held to account either, but you would hardly reach the goal on earth of attaining your original perfection, which you had lost because your will and activity opposed my will, because you ignored my will. For my will is nothing else but the law of eternal order. It is my will that you should integrate yourselves into this law, whose fundamental principle is love. If you allow this fundamental principle to break through into you, then you will adapt yourselves to my law of order. Then you will fulfill my will. You will voluntarily subordinate yourselves to my will. If, however, you lack love, then you are outside of my law of eternal order. Then you are also outside the circuit of my flow of love. You are separated from me. You are imperfect, because love is part of perfection, which you reject as you once did when you fell away from me. At the start of your human embodiments you have no knowledge, and therefore I myself convey to you the knowledge of your relationship with me, and also that you had sinned against me, that you had not fulfilled my will, that you had disregarded the divine principle of love and thereby left the eternal order. For this reason I inform you of my will and address you through my word. For this reason I require you to enter into my will, into the eternal order, and tell you to live a life according to my will. But I do not compel you to live this way. I leave it up to your free will. But one thing I keep preaching to you, love, for everything depends on your willingness to love, even your agreement to fulfill my will and to submit yourselves to the law of eternal order solely depends on your willingness to love. For that which you do is a result of love you do voluntarily. Thus, activity of love is my will of which I constantly inform you. Activity of love is the law of eternal order. Activity of love is the path to reach the goal. For activity of love provides you with the strength to do what is required in order to perfect yourselves. And therefore I will never cease informing you of my will through my word. I will keep preaching love to you and make you aware of the benefits of a life of love. I will always try to encourage you to subordinate yourselves to the law of eternal order, to ignite love within yourselves and fan it into a bright flame. My word will enlighten you as to the purpose of your earthly life, and I myself will constantly follow you with my love so that your love for me will be kindled, and then the principle of love will determine your whole nature. You will gain bright enlightenment, i.e., you will realize the purpose of your process across earth and the goal set for you. This realization will give you great joy and you'll eagerly strive for perfection. For once love has ignited in you, you will also unite with me through love, and then you will never want to let go of me again, and I myself will hold you with my love. I will merge with you since it is your own free will and we will never part again. For to have entered into my eternal order means to create and be active with me and in my will in accordance with the divine principle of love and to be eternally happy. Amen.